Say that again.
That's real life. This kid I was dating literally told me.
For like 2 years, right?
No, it's like a year and a half. He literally said, I would rather play video games than spend time with you.
This is Snoop D-O-double-G, and I would like to welcome you to the Ask the 8-Ball podcast, starring Eric Marshall and Cody King. These guys are hilarious. These guys are handsome. These guys put the ass in class. This week's guest is Sydney Aris. Sit back and enjoy. You bunch of lowlifes.
All right, Cody, we're all fired up.
Are we?
I think everything works. It's been 6 months.
Hey, welcome back to the new and improved Ask the 8-Ball podcast, everybody.
Yeah, as Cody calls it, the white version.
Oh, Jesus.
The logo's white now. Not orange.
Yeah.
Don't be racist, Cody.
Did you even bring your 8-Ball?
It's my truck. It doesn't work. I can get it at one of the breaks. Not that kind of 8-Ball, Sid.
All right, man.
Jeez.
Yeah, wrong. She's like, shit, wrong show. I'm out.
Never mind. That note, welcome our guest from the one and only, I don't even know how to pronounce your last name, Sydney A House?
Nope.
R House?
Nope.
Argus.
No.
There's no G.
There's no G.
I don't know.
It's
I just saw your last name for the first time ever today.
It's like air and then us. So Aris.
Aris.
So A-A-Russ.
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 Oh, I like that, yeah.
A-A-Russ.
A-A-Russ.
Sid A-A-Russ joining us on the show today. Thanks for coming on.
Oh my God, thanks for having me.
So what makes you interesting that Cody wanted you on the show?
I don't think I had a choice.
Oh, nice.
It was like hey, Sid, Marshall and I are having a podcast. We're rebooting it. We want you to be our first guest. See you at the Irish at 7:30. Ish.
Feels weird. That's actually what his Tinder said too.
It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Said you don't have
it's
a choice.
It's working out well.
No, just
for him
the
too.
You don't have a choice part. Yeah.
But she has to be 22 and long legged and blonde.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
That's how most of my days go, is you don't have a choice.
So we haven't had the podcast since May. It's almost November. How's your dating life going since then, Cody? Me and Sydney A.A. Haas wants to know.
A.A. Russ.
That's what I said. What'd you hear?
I'd say it's level. It's leveled out a little bit.
But remember that girl you took on those couple dates, and then you like did the scenic bike ride, but then you uninvited her?
She basically uninvited herself.
This is great.
Took on one date, which I don't know why you get dressed up and go hang out with somebody and be like, oh, this isn't a date though.
Oh yeah, and then she left you at the state fair.
I tried.
Oh, I know this story. This is fantastic.
I tried leaving her. Well, I didn't try, but I was pissed.
Yeah. Wow. But then what happened to the 30-year-old?
The 30-year-old?
I forgot to tell you, Cody, this actually isn't a podcast. This is us actually giving you a therapy session.
Welcome to therapy.
We've been talking for weeks about this.
Thank you, BetterHelp.com.
Yeah.
This is not a paid ad.
It's the Marshall and AA Rush show now.
AA Rush. Rush? Rust? Rust?
Yeah. So anyways, how do you guys know each other?
Sid follows me around.
What?
I don't know.
You're fucking creepy.
Me and Sid work together. Sid is a logistics ninja.
I've been told that I am.
That's what her LinkedIn says, at least.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what my customers call me.
Okay.
Do they?
What does logistics do?
Well, we help people get product from point A to point B as the middleman.
I just would have stopped there and said we help people.
Okay.
Sure, we help people move things.
I move shit.
I move shit for people.
Love it.
That's what we do.
Have you listened to our show at all before?
Never. I have no idea what I got myself into.
It's fair. So we do a couple things throughout the show. Obviously, we'll make fun of Cody. Then we do another thing called the Blitz. Blitz, my favorite part of the show.
Okay.
It's great. This week, it's Cody's turn to ask the questions.
I thought of it.
He shoots rapid fire. He asks you all the questions first, and he'll ask me. Then we'll compare the answers.
Okay.
The winner.
Wait, how's there a winner if it's just random?
I choose the winner.
Oh, better answers? But is it like top of my head?
Whatever makes me laugh the most. Winner, top of your head.
Okay.
Winner gets a free shot on the loser.
Sid.
Oh, God. Okay.
Tell us about yourself. You're recently a new aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Evelyn? Is that right?
Everly?
Everly, sorry.
I have.
I had a close.
I have 7 nieces and nephews. I have 2 brothers. I'm the youngest. I am not the favorite child. I work full time.
Your mom's not. You're not your mom. You're not your mom's favorite.
I'm absolutely not my mom's favorite.
Really?
No. Nope. 100%. My brother
showed up
Riley
to our
is.
Work with a giant cutout head of
Shania Twain.
Shania Twain for the concert they were going to.
Holding it out the roof
next Friday or something.
Honking.
No, this is like
We went to Nebraska for it.
Oh, I heard she was terrible live.
To be honest, the one we saw, she wasn't that bad, but my mom went back and saw her, but did VIP experience and was on stage and said it was way better.
Oh, really?
She's just odd. She like wears like weird wigs now, and she's like, "Oh, look, I'm cute." And it's like,
yeah, she went on stage with the Foo Fighters for a song. And she had like just red hair, and I'm like,
yeah, that's like her thing now.
No, this is, I saw the YouTube video.
Oh. But it's like, just go back to your roots, sis. Like, we loved you in 90s country. We don't want your 2023 music.
Get in, girls. She says,
"Let's go, girls."
Look,
it definitely makes you want to kick out the door.
I don't listen to country music.
That's Marshall's pickup line. Get in, girls.
We're going to go look at Cody's Tinder together. So it's fantastic.
So you have two brothers, and technically you have three.
Technically I have three brothers, and I have a stepsister.
A stepsister, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And that's all on my mom's side.
Are you the youngest of all of them?
Every single one of them.
Okay.
It goes 36, 35, 34, 32, 30.
You just said you're 30. You admitted
I know.
To it.
yuck.
So, yeah, was this a thing? Girls, like, why are they so weird about ages? Like, girls are so weird. Like, oh, I'm 30. Oh, my God, gross. Ew, I got crow's feet now. And, like, whatever girls say.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure to be 30. For boys, it's like hit 30, dad bod. Belly, let it hang. You're balding. You've got gray. You're good. Social, like, society accepts you for who you are.
Well, I got all that except for the gray or the balding part.
Yeah.
You got good hair.
But then a girl, it's like, if you aren't perfectly primped and proper and like have your eyeliner perfectly winged and you don't have the perfect outfit on, people are going to judge you. And it's like, girl, I want to roll out of bed, put my sweatpants on, and be okay.
Now, let me ask a question. We're going to amp this up a little bit. Let's see how this goes. All right,
here we go.
I had asked, or I had made a comment the other day in front of my fiance. I can say fiance. I've been
engaged ever.
Now on the podcast. Yeah, I wasn't before. I made a comment. I was like, you know, it's probably just looking for something to throw it in. I was talking about a guy, like, another girl's eyes, looking for something to throw it in. So, like, does that disgust women to hear a guy talk like that?
What are you throwing in what?
You're just throwing it in her, you know, like
guys a hot dog down a hallway.
Yeah, so I'm essentially saying, like, guys don't really necessarily care as much as women think they do. Because I'm like, no, because it's something thrown in.
Okay, well, first of all, that's like, whatever. You live your best life. But
I'm not saying that for me.
Talk shit on him. Talk shit on
him. This is bad. Like, if this is, like, you go to the bar and you're like, that girl, yeah, I'd probably just throw something in her.
But what my point is that guys don't care about this.
Yes,
like,
they do.
They're not like, oh
if
my
a
God,
girl
that girl
walked
has that
up
makeup
to you,
on, ew, I'm out.
Lies. There are guys out there that are like, makeup, maybe not you. Maybe you're not a self-centered and like need that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Stop. Attack him.
Cody, go away. This is our podcast, remember?
Yeah.
This is us.
Yeah, your name's not AA Cody, okay?
Yeah, okay. Anyway. But I think it's more like girls hold other girls to standards, even though we all don't want to
so it's
to
a
that standard.
It's a competition amongst girls,
100% of the time.
So I want the clarification on this.
No, I think that's fair.
No.
Yeah, it's kind of like an unspoken rule.
Right. Like, girls don't dress up for their guys, they dress up for other girls.
I mean, you do want to dress up for guys and look good.
Yeah, but it's so,
but I guess in your eyes, it's like, whatever.
Yeah, I like the girl. She's cool. If she wore a t-shirt tonight or a dress, whatever.
Yeah, I think for a guy, if you're into a girl, you're into her. I mean, as long as she doesn't come with, like, mustard stains down her t-shirt.
Honestly, what was she eating?
That's what Marshall's like, you eating a hot dog?
Yeah, eating a hot dog, I'm all in, man.
Split it.
Glizzy Goblin.
Dude, have you had the Costco glizzies yet?
Oh, have I?
Oh.
I just had my first one the other day.
Says new life achievement.
Dude, the best deal in town. $1.50 for a hot dog and a drink.
And a drink.
Yeah. Her boyfriend.
And it's a foot long.
Got a Costco membership together. Getting pretty serious.
Well, yeah. I told everyone we were practically getting married because we got a Costco membership together.
I got a
together.
Costco and a Sam's membership.
With Tiff?
Tiff's...
Is it joint?
No, so
you didn't join it.
No, so listen to me. Mm. I'm on my mom's Costco and my work pays for my Sam's Club.
You're 40. Grow up.
No.
Hey,
work in the system. Work in the system.
Thing, my mom's like, I got another spot. Costco, you want to be honest? I said, yeah. They have hot dogs, Mom. Of course I want to be on it. And I will tell you this. The difference in the two places, Costco.
Hot dogs.
Well, yeah. The hot dogs are better at Costco than Sam's. Sam's are good, too, though. Costco is more like for like home stuff. Sam's Club more business-wise, I believe. But also, Costco samples all the time food. It's fantastic.
Yes. You mean like...
Like when you're
Sam's
buying
Club is more like you buy in large bulk.
No, everything's in large bulk, like, but you're buying stuff for business-wise. Like there's it's more business-friendly. And... Costco's more home friendly.
They're owned by the same company, right?
No. One's owned by Walmart and
Sam's Clubs is owned by Walmart.
Sam's is Walmart.
And Costco, I think, is just Costco.
It's Costco? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Hey, I'll tell you this. And this is how I know I'm 40 and I don't care. I wear Costco clothes and they're so comfy.
You wear the Kirkland brand?
Oh, they're so comfy.
Are you in Kirkland sweatpants and sweatshirt? No, yep, you
the,
are.
The pants are, but sweatshirt's Old Navy, but the pants are so comfy.
Are we going to do a fit check right now?
No, for real, though. Yeah. Have you seen the like Kirkland branded? Like, it says Kirkland. Oh, yeah, I'm willing to wear it.
Oh, I mean, I would be, too. I don't really wear a lot of branded stuff, but...
I'd wear the full sweatsuit.
I'll rock Kirkland.
Why haven't they come out with like a Glizzy Gang shirt yet?
Costco, if you're listening...
Sponsor us, we'll give you this idea. Yeah. We'll give you this
Costco's
idea.
Costco's Glizzy Gang.
Yeah, we can get our own jerseys made. Just Glizzy Gang, and then Costco be the name, and then we'll put individual numbers on the back.
Yeah, that'd actually be really cool.
Old jersey.
So are you a hot dog fan in general, or just a Costco hot dog
No,
fan?
I love hot dogs.
Oh, my God.
How many hot dogs?
This is the best podcast we've ever had.
I told you. I love hot dogs. How many hot dogs would you say you eat a year?
Oh, I don't know. But I feel like if I was sitting and having a meal and eating a hot dog, I would probably have two with the bun, but then I'd have one without the bun because the bun is more
just
filling.
Raw dog in the last one?
100% raw dog.
If I got mac and cheese, I cut it up in the mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But would you put your cheesy dog in a mac and cheese, or would you just straight no cheesy dog in the mac and cheese?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Do you prefer a cheesy hot dog over a regular hot dog, or are you just straight up hot dog?
I prefer straight up hot dog, but like bratwurst, I want a cheesy bratwurst, but like hot dogs, I'll eat a cheesy hot dog, but regular is the way to go. But on average,
I take a guess of how many you think you eat a year. Just an estimate.
I mean, even if I had two a month, that'd be 24.
Oh.
Let's just be safe.
Those are rookie numbers.
What would you say over under you think those are rookie Marshall numbers. Eats a year?
Okay, so let's say twice a week, so there's 52 weeks. He has two a week. Now we're at 104.
Rookie numbers.
But then there's probably a special occasion. I'm going to go 250.
That's not that far off. One a day on average. About 365 a year. Because when I eat hot dogs, I go in on them.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, yeah.
You've probably had a lot of golf.
So this is the first day of the week, which is Monday. So I've had zero so far. But by Wednesday, I'll have four.
Oh, my God. Does the Irish serve hot dogs?
No, but Wellman's on Ingersoll does.
Oh, shout out Wellman's on Ingersoll.
Yeah.
They do a hot dog special.
That was our Thursday.
That was our summer special.
It's not anymore. But the leftover hot dogs, I took them home. I was like, these aren't going to be good till next year. I'll just eat these. It's fine.
Do you prefer your hot dog boiled, grilled? Mm-hmm. What other way do you cook? Microwave, air fryer? How do you cook a hot dog?
Perfect hot dog grilled.
Agreed.
Yes. I will eat them boiled. If I'm in an absolute rush, I'll microwave it for like 30, 40 seconds because it's already cooked, essentially. You could eat it cold.
You've 100% had a boiled hot dog. Typically, when they make them in big batches, think hot dog. Or
like
not,
a ballpark hot dog's boiled.
Yeah.
How the golf course makes it the perfect way?
They're usually on the roller.
Yeah, that's the best way.
Oh, my gosh. My friend just found a massive roller at like an auction or something like that and got it for her house. So every Sunday for the Packers games, they roll hot dogs.
That's
brats,
awesome.
The little...
Yeah.
Beanie weenie things?
Like the tornadoes that you get at the
gas station. Oh, yeah, yeah. The gas station tornadoes. It's almost like a little...
Little
tortilla. Yeah. You need one of those. You need a hot dog roller.
Do what I actually... honestly use most of the time is a George Foreman grill.
Do you like yours charred? Do you like when they're a little burnt, a little crispy?
Yeah. I do. And then now here's the ultimate question. If you're just eating a hot dog, not like a Coney or Chicago dog, what do you put on your hot dog?
Just ketchup.
No. I prefer mustard and relish with a little ketchup. Ketchup is not my favorite condiment.
Okay, I do ketchup mustard. I hate pickles, so I don't do relish.
I thought you did relish though.
What? No, disgusting.
I thought that's one pickle you would eat.
No, tartar sauce.
On your hot dog?
No, I'm saying for like something with pickles in it. No. But hot dog, ketchup, mustard, I prefer like a stone ground mustard or a Dijon.
Ooh.
Speaking of tartar sauce, is fantastic. Long John Silver's still one of your favorite fast food restaurants?
Absolutely.
If you don't get the shits after Long John Silver's, you've got a belly of steel.
Yeah. Well... another compliment. I like these compliments coming my way. This is fantastic.
Don't lie. You haven't had solid shit in 30 years after you go to Long John Silver's.
No.
You're telling me you don't have the liquid shits. Like, you're kidding.
Oh, no. I do that every day in general.
Oh.
There's three restaurants, but I think no matter what, will give me the shits.
Taco Bell.
Long John Silver's and Who Hot.
Oh, hoo-hot, interesting. Mm. Hoo-hot, that's not normal.
Sometimes I have to, like, race home after
you eating. Have a sensitive tummy.
Probably.
Oh. Okay,
too many spices.
I'm just sensitive in general.
Bucket list?
Yeah.
To be in a hot dog eating contest or no?
Ooh. No, I don't think so, because I think it'd ruin hot dogs for me.
But do you think you'd even taste them at that point? I mean, Chestnut is like just.
But I think, the problem is, I think I get so full, or I'd like shove one too far, and I'll do one of those. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I can't look at these hot dogs the same way anymore.
Choked on to the point that you've almost like died on hot dogs. That's because like, I had
that's before
that's
my
the small esophagus. Remember,
esophagus surgery.
But
now I can glizzy gobble all day.
That didn't ruin hot dogs for you compared to like a hot dog eating contest.
Oh no no!
I think I almost died eating the food. That would ruin.
No, because part of it too, when you choke on it though, you get a little fear boner from it too. Like, am I going to die from this hot dog today? What's going on? And like, that's the way to go out. And
then is it your obituary? Death by hot dog.
Oh yeah.
And then you're just like, Tiff, let me throw one in real quick.
And it was a Ted. Yeah. And it was a Ted's hot dog too. Fantastic.
Would you do a food eating contest?
Yeah.
Outside of that.
Yeah. I think it'd be fun.
What food do you think you could?
Win? Like, it has to be like win. Like, what are you going to win?
I've always had this theory that I could get into a McDonald's Filet-O-Fish eating competition.
That's disgusting.
Really?
Oh, I love them.
How many do you think you could eat in one sitting?
I don't see. That's the thing. There has to be a time limit on it for me.
Okay, 25 minutes.
Ooh, 25 minutes.
Damn.
That's a long time. I was thinking like 5 minutes.
Oh,
I was thinking like
25. I'm gonna get full, and I think my numbers will deteriorate in 25 minutes. Like 5 minutes,
in
I'm thinking
5 minutes,
I can put down.
I could easily eat 12 hard-boiled eggs.
12 hard-boiled eggs in 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Rookie numbers.
What do you think you could eat in 5 minutes?
Hard-boiled eggs?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the yolk is like kind of like dry. Like, do you get water with it?
Yeah, because you're doing any other eating contest. Unless it's like a hot, like a hot sauce competition, you don't get water with it, do you?
I think on hot ones they do.
You know what? This can be our own rules. We're totally doing this. I'll make some hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah.
And we'll test the Siri.
Especially if they're fresh and like they're still warm. Oh, fuck.
Man. Did Jesus come?
You all right, man? Did that knock on the bottom of the table?
Yeah, Jesus. With that being said, let's roll to a quick commercial break and let's come back talk more about hard-boiled eggs and hot dogs, okay?
That's disgusting.
We'll see you guys back here in just a second here on the Food Network.
Lola's Fine Hot Sauce. A generational family recipe using the world's hottest peppers for great flavor. They're vegan, non-GMO project verified, kosher, and all natural. Find them online at lolasfinehotsauce.com. Use promo code ASK8BALL for 10% off your purchase.
Thanks to the fake sponsor of the week.
I haven't even started recording yet.
You hit the button.
Yeah, I got to record the audio.
GoPro. You're a fucking idiot.
Thank you. Do it. You're hired. Cody.
Fired. You can be our guest.
Yeah, you're now our guest.
What did I tell you this whole podcast is going to be about? Just making fun of me.
Oh, Lord.
And complimenting me.
You compliment yourself enough. You don't need anybody else to do it.
That's fair.
He goes, he shakes his head. That's fair.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Welcome. Ready for the best part of the show?
Yeah, I just scarfed down 3 glizzies.
No, a little glizzy.
Yeah. Hey, fun fact. They're not a sponsor by any means, but top-notch glizzies, Quick Trip.
Quick Trip.
The gas station Quick
with
Trip.
With a K?
Come and go?
Nope.
QT.
QT, yeah, yeah.
Not, oh, that's Quick Star.
That's Quick.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there is Quick Trips in other states.
Yeah. South Dakota has a Quick Trip.
What's our QT? QT is the one you like? Yeah. I don't like QTs.
Have you ever? Guess yourself. Well, I don't care about, but their hot dogs are fucking top.
The come and go ones have, or it's corn dog. The come and go.
They got rid of them.
Did they?
Yeah, they put in the fast and fresh bullshit. No one's going to a fucking
gas
station
for something fast and fresh.
Yeah,
no.
Can you make
guys? I thought we had a Quick Trip with a K here.
We might
on 86.
I think that's Quick Star.
We have a Quick Star.
It's in South Dakota. It's KWIK Trip.
Yeah, I swear. Isn't that what's the one in Grimes? Now I have to look it up.
I don't know. I'll drive out there. Anyways.
They've got great chicken sandwiches.
I might drive out there. I do love chicken sandwiches.
How far would you travel for like the best hot dog you ever had?
Oh, I'd travel wherever. If somebody says it's the greatest hot dog ever made,
yeah,
I'd go wherever to try it.
Would you go to Palestine right now?
Yeah. Probably not.
No.
Right now.
For a hot dog? Maybe.
what if Tip was stuck over there?
Trick question though, they don't eat pork.
Ooh, good call.
Yeah. Not falling for that one, Cody. Nice try, buddy. Time for the Blitz.
Hi, this is Gwyneth Paltrow. It's time for my favorite part of the Ask the 8 Ball podcast. It's time for the Blitz.
Okay.
All right. So I got six questions. I'm going to ask you all six. Rapid fire. First thing that comes to your head.
Oh, we got six.
Then I'll ask Marshall, and we'll compare answers after that.
Okay.
Question one. What's the weirdest thing about you?
My toes.
Question two. If Steve Harvey came to your door, what would you answer the door wearing?
Well, do I know he's coming? Yes. Do I have an appointment time set? Honestly, I'd probably dress up as him.
That's funny.
In full blackface? We'll get back. We'll get that. We'll come back to that. We'll come back.
Yeah, we'll compare the answers.
We'll circle back.
Question three. What's the last number counting up to 1 million that doesn't have an N in it?
An N?
An N.
I don't know. I can't count that high.
Take a guess.
None. Nine. Well, it'd be 8, 8, 8, all eights.
Okay.
It would have to be because otherwise there'd be a 9 in it. I don't know.
It's not my question.
What's an irrational fear of yours?
Being kidnapped.
Not the hunchback thing?
Oh, that actually, dude, I was looking in the mirror the other way. That's different story, different time.
I'm intrigued, but we
circle back.
Question five. Who's one scary movie character you would want to meet?
Oh, you remember the Disney Channel? Remember the Disney Channel movie? It was like the kid. Oh, what was it? It was like Don't Look Under the Bed. And that creepy monster that was under the bed, but it was like actually a human.
Yeah, it had Fred Savage in it.
Yeah, and he had the creepy fingernails.
The guy that's on America's Got Talent. The germaphobe. He was the monster.
Howie Mandel.
Yeah, but the guy that was under the bed. No. Don't Look Under the Bed.
Don't Look Under the Bed.
That's not what it was called.
There was something like that, but that monster, that guy that lives
under there. Disney Channel they had the one about the boogie monster or something.
Yeah, that's the one that's like.
It was called Little Monsters.
What? Let me see. No, that's not what I'm talking about.
About a Disney Channel one?
No, I'm
talking. Hang on. Okay. Last question.
This, not this one?
No. Oh. I've never seen that.
That's
I don't know
what
that is.
It's
wrong answers only. What does LTL stand for?
Huh?
Wrong answers
only.
Oh,
wrong answers only. What does LTL stand for? Little Titty Lovers.
Okay.
Dude.
All right.
I like it.
Say this on your blitz. You look up the movie while I ask Marshall the blitz. His blitz.
I'm ready to blitz.
It's right. Literally called Don't Look Under the Bed.
Let me see it.
This guy. What you don't remember that? Yeah, Don't Look Under the Bed?
Yeah, no, I do.
Never seen it.
Oh, my gosh. It was terrifying.
After my time. Little Monster is a great movie, though.
Yeah, it is.
I've never seen it. You people are old.
That's fair.
Question one. What's the weirdest thing about you?
That was the first question? What's the weirdest thing about me?
Yeah.
I enjoy taking baths every day for an hour at a time.
Can you repeat that?
I enjoy taking baths.
Baths?
Yeah, baths.
There's no F on bath.
Well, that's maybe where you come from.
Try dealing with this for 12 years.
Okay.
Taking a bath.
First of all.
Yeah. Question two. If Steve Harvey.
A babe.
A babe a lot.
With a V?
Yeah, babe. It's French. Christ. It's French for soaking in a tub.
Question two. If Steve Harvey came to your door, what would you answer the door wearing?
That's a fucking... What a question, man. I even heard this in advance. I should have thought about an answer. Probably just what I wear at my house. Just some Costco pants.
Glizzy gang.
And a tank top.
Question three. What's the last number up to 1 million that doesn't have an N in it?
888,888.
Well, what letters in 100?
Oh. 8. That's the correct answer.
So question four. What's an irrational fear of yours?
An irrational fear of mine? Fuck, that's a tough one. I don't have any irrational fears, I guess. Heights. I'm terrified of them.
Well, that's irrational,
I always think that if I'm standing in a building, it's going to collapse.
Okay, that's irrational.
That's a really good one.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'll give you that one.
Thank you.
It's okay to be vulnerable, Marshall. We have fears.
We all have fears.
Question five. Who's one scary movie character you would want to meet?
The Count from Hotel Transylvania.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's
really?
So good.
Yeah.
Never seen it.
Nailed it.
You'll love it. One, two, and three.
Yeah.
Another trilogy.
Bangers only.
Question six. Wrong answers only.
Okay.
What does LTL stand for?
Little.
You can't copy me.
Lil. Well, I don't know, because you said little, right?
So I said now I can't little say, titty lovers.
Yeah, so now I can't. That's a really good one. That's going to be hard to top. Let's go with liquid testicular liquids.
What? All right, let's compare this real quick.
Look, I can't beat that one, so I might as well just throw something out.
The weirdest thing about you, your toes.
Dude, I'm not kidding you. There
have,
is a
well, okay. Most people have them.
Yeah, but there is a
most people have.
There's an odd space.
Right, not everybody has them.
Yeah, there's an odd space between the big toe and the second toe that I am almost convinced there should have been a sixth toe there.
That's what we're gonna put. Like, it says picture for the podcast. Just her feet. It's a picture of her foot.
That's 100% why I can't be on Feet Finder.
Our graphic designer for the show loves feet. David Prinz is his name. We'll send him a picture and he can
superimpose a sixth toe. Because I would love to know, it'll look normal.
Yeah.
And I like to pick things up with my toes and then
I think that's deliver. Normal, though. I do it all the time.
Some people find it weird.
Yeah, I
did it today, and a little
floor,
girl.
I'll pick it up so I don't have to bend over.
Yeah, and a little girl made fun of me. She's like, "Did you seriously just pick that up with your toes?"
Did you tell her, "Oh, okay, idiot, you're not even
I was like,
to
okay,
vote.
You're 10, bye.
Age to vote.
Idiot.
Here's a shot, though.
Yeah, idiot.
If Steve Harvey came to your door, what would you be wearing? You said... Tank top and
Costco pants.
Mm-hmm. And you said...
I would be dressed as Steve Harvey. No, there would not be blackface. There would be no face paint. I would be the bald white version. Mustache, a nice suit. Because you guys, he wears nice suits.
So you'd be Stephen Harvey.
Yeah. Okay. With a PH.
Yes, obviously.
Okay, the PH. Your weirdest thing wasn't that... Like, weird. Her worst thing wasn't that weird. So I'm going to call that a draw. The Steve Harvey thing.
You literally touch my feet on a daily basis at work.
I do not.
Let's unpack this for a
second. Yeah, hold on a second.
I've never touched
your
feet.
Steph, you're not involved in this. Remember, this is not your podcast.
I can turn his volume down if
Thank
we
you.
Need.
No.
I've never touched
This is
your
what
feet.
He did. This is what I would, I like, take my shoes off, which probably weird at work, whatever, but they're sandals, and then I sit on my feet, and he would take, like, a post-it note or like a pen and like graze it on my feet and he'd be like, ee-hee-hee. And I'd be like, don't touch me.
She's gonna bug
Stop
you.
Touching my feet.
She would literally walk behind me and go, draw Willy.
Okay, that's funny.
Yeah, that's funny. Prince, you're off the hook.
Yes.
Wow, is that work? You're just rubbing like...
I would never touch your feet with my actual hands.
Do you do this to other ladies in the office or other men in the office or just other coworkers?
It is weird how many people in our office don't wear shoes.
There is a lot of shoeless folk.
Barney doesn't. Hutch doesn't.
I think that's only weird if you're in like a bar or a restaurant, maybe a grocery store, but like an office setting. I don't think that's that weird.
It's kind of weird.
I mean, you wear shoes that slip on easy, you know, like
So like you're walking around the aisles. Yeah.
Oh no, people put their shoes on to like walk around, but it's like if I'm sitting at my desk.
Yeah. I don't take my shoes off to like itch my foot or something. But
why don't you use the pin to itch your foot that you?
Yeah, that you touch on my feet.
Pervert.
And then do you know what else he did one day? I'm still so pissed off about this. Please let me tell you this. I'm really irritated about this.
Mm-hmm.
We're still just like kind of becoming friends, you know?
Right.
So he's an acquaintance at this point.
Mm. A guy I know.
Close. Careful. Don't push it. Anyway, I had cookies on my desk that I brought from home. They were delicious. They're from Cedar Falls, Iowa. I don't know. This woman makes them. They were delicious. I had like one bite left. And I was like, Brandon, try this cookie. So I gave him the cookie. And then I had one full cookie left on my desk. This motherfucker takes to my desk and helps himself. Doesn't even ask. Puts the entire cookie in his mouth and ate it.
Wow.
It took everything I had not to become a raging bitch in that moment and be like, you just ate my fucking cookie. But I let it go until this moment.
That's because they don't have bakeries in Fort Dodge. So he had to get it, you know.
He was deprived of sweets as a child.
Yeah.
We can unpack that later. Any hoosers?
Question 3. What's the last number up to 1 million that doesn't have an end in it? The correct answer is 88.
Well, that was a dumb question.
888.
800.
100 has an end in it.
I know. I said 100.
I said honey.
Yeah,
honey.
Didn't you hear the way didn't you hear the way I say bath?
Yeah, we got to.
I didn't pronounce.
You still said hunted.
Are you a Tupperware?
Hunted.
Hunted.
Damn hooded? It, you're right. Hooded? Fuck.
Are you Tupperware or Tupperware?
Oh, it's Tupperware.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
but
Luthu's
when I'm in the bath, it's Tupperware, though. Yeah. I'm up in it.
He becomes an idiot.
So right now, it's 1-0 Sid. Irrational fear. You said falling in the building. That's actually If that's true, I don't know if that's actually true. Is that true?
Well, first he said heights, so can we even consider?
I know he's afraid of heights, but he's also going skydiving, so I don't think it's irrational anymore.
Terrified.
What was yours?
Well, I have a huge fear of being kidnapped. I don't think they kidnap 30-year-olds anymore, but...
Oh, I got a story for you when I was 29. Yeah.
I got a friend named Jeffrey Epstein I'm going to introduce you to.
Yeah. I would love to meet him.
You would be friends with that guy.
Yeah, well, it's fair.
So I'm going to say it's 1-1, because...
His was good.
Yeah.
His was good.
Scary movie character. You said you were terrified of him, but you still want to meet him?
Yes, because it's like one of those things, like maybe I'll get over it.
You want to meet your captor?
The question was, what scary movie person do you want to meet? That was the question.
Yeah. She said she wants to meet him, but I'm confused why she wants to meet him. She's terrified of him.
Because I think it's important to meet your childhood fear. Okay.
Fair enough. And you said...
I think my therapist would appreciate that.
I've never seen
the
that
Count from
movie,
Hotel
so.
Transylvania.
Oh my God, he's so cute.
I'm going to give it to 6. I've never seen...
All right.
When I go also, the Count from Hotel... Okay, Ian, wait. Thank you for giving me that. Hotel Transylvania is not scary.
Oh, yeah? Well, tell that to... You're right, it's not.
You lose again.
Loser.
Yeah. Now it's 2-0, Sid. I'm taking a point away from you. The last question, wrong answers only. Sid automatically wins.
Yeah, hurts way better.
So.
Let's go.
Sid with a shutout, 3-0.
Let's go. I do want to come back to your bath situation, though.
Thank you for pronouncing it correctly.
Thank you. Are you like a clawfoot tub kind of guy? Do you prefer jets? Do you prefer bubbles? Are you a bath bomb?
No. First of all, let me tell you this. I don't do bubbles. You want to know why? Thank you for asking. Because you don't go into an art gallery and throw a blanket over to Mona Lisa. You know? So why would I put bubbles in the tub?
So you just compared yourself to Mona Lisa?
They have the same eyebrow.
Yeah. And our and our asses are exactly the same width.
That is true. Oh. So that's the flattest ass we've ever seen.
It's okay.
Canvas ass. That's what they call it.
That's pretty good. That's good.
He also has I guarantee you have this. I don't know for sure, but one of those things that goes across the bed.
I do not have one of those, but I have the toilet seat right next to me.
So he's put everything
do
on
you prop
seat?
Up your computer or your phone or something to
no,
watch TV?
Even better. You'll love this. I have a TV mounted on the wall in my bathroom.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Are you in a standard size bathtub?
Yeah, just a normal bathtub. Yeah.
You're a big guy, though.
Oh, I find ways to get comfy. If you walked in here, you'd be like, you think I'm trying to do some weird freaky shit. I got like one leg on the wall this way. Just the other leg's just curled up like this, making a little 9 with my legs.
He also sleeps on his stomach with his feet up like this, completely not covered up. Like,
what do you mean? Your feet are like what? Like they're like behind you? Like
yeah.
Like you are in a C when you sleep.
Yeah, it's comfy.
All right, you know what?
I mean, credit. Tiff sleeps like this, so he doesn't get much room. But
also, to be fair, I have to sleep like that so the Long John Silver's doesn't move from the position it's in. Callback.
Callback.
Yuck.
It's a good callback.
My parents put in a, they like took their bath shower situation out,
mm-hmm.
but my mom put in a new like deep soaker bathtub.
Oh, I'd love to have one of those.
So it's as long as a normal bathtub, but well, maybe like without all the extra gunk, but it like goes up to your chest. So I mean, you are full soakage.
Do you ever roll over in the middle of the night and you're like, oh, I shouldn't have rolled over. Now the Long John Silver's moved and I gotta get up and go.
Dude, all the time.
Is that an age thing?
No, but what sucks is it's an age thing at this point, because what sucks is if it happens at a certain time, I'm up for the day.
Yeah.
Like if it's at like 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm just up.
I swear to God, I
usually get up at 9:30, 10 o'clock anyway, so if it happens at 8, I'm not going back to bed. I'm just up. So it's like I just lost an hour of sleep because I moved too quick. Shifted. Like, damn it.
I swear to God, it happens to me like every third day at like 6 in the morning. I'm like, well, I guess I'm up for the day now.
Same. Are you a napper?
Nope.
Can't nap?
Nope. I sleep like 5-6 hours a night.
You used to nap before you had Quinn, though, didn't you?
Yeah, before I had a child, I napped a lot.
You're a napper? Are you a napper?
Not very often.
Mm.
I take it you are.
I'm like a 2-hour napper. This is no 20 minutes. This is like a, you better take some time out.
It's called a coma.
That's
if I do nap, it's for like maybe 20 minutes.
Yeah, no, my naps are 2 hours.
That's fair.
Borderline. Okay, this is a serious question. I know this is your people's podcast, so this is a serious question.
Well, good, because this is our 3-minute warning. So.
Oh, 3-minute warning. And this may take more than 3 minutes.
5-minute warning.
Everywhere
we go.
Yeah. If you could be one animal,
ooh,
what would you be and why?
I 100% know the answer to this without even thinking about
it. Oh, my God,
it.
Tell me.
The answer is a monkey, because they can throw poop at people and no one judges them for it, and they think it's hilarious.
Okay, I like it.
You know how funny it'd be to sit there and just throw
Yeah.
Do you think the monkeys know that they're like throwing shit and people don't like that?
Yeah.
Yes, 100%. They're smart animals. Cody?
Monkeys, okay? They understand good humor.
I want to be the guinea pig that escaped the zoo.
They escaped Richard Gere's ass? That one?
No, the one that escaped the zoo and impregnated like 150 guinea pigs. Just kept escaping every other night. And they couldn't figure out why these guinea pigs were getting pregnant, but this one guinea pig was escaping, just knocking all the other guinea pigs up.
And then would it go back to its cage by morning?
Yeah.
Do you have like a weird, fetish that you want to just pay a bunch of child support sometime in life? But he's like, this something get hard.
I'm on my Nick Cannon kick right now.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's okay, right. What about you? Animal.
Polar bear.
Why?
Hands down, one of the strongest animals. They are going extinct, so maybe not anymore. Oh. R.I.P.
But if you and the guinea pig here got together. Now, all of a sudden, you got a whole new breed, not extinct animals, because the guinea pig's impregnating all the polar bears.
That's disgusting.
Well, not like this guinea pig, just a guinea pig.
This guinea pig.
Yeah.
That's funny. I don't think a guinea pig and a polar bear would ever be in a situation to meet, though.
Well, I think the polar bear would probably just swallow him like he was a glizzy.
Oh. That's fair. A guinea glizzy.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'll tell you one quick story.
Because we got
my friend Jake from Alaska. His dad was a head vet at the Omaha Zoo for like 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
And he said there was this one monkey that kept escaping and they couldn't figure out how it was escaping. And it would climb to the top of like the entryway and just stand up there and like wait for people to walk in. It wouldn't fuck with anybody. It would just, like every day when they'd come to work, there'd be this fucking...
Just hanging out, just watching.
Just, yeah.
Mm.
And they found out that he took a piece of metal and put it in his cheek and it would pick the lock.
Oh, my God, he's a little jailbird.
The monkeys are smart. Have you ever seen Planet of the Apes?
Which one? Mark Wahlberg version?
No, that one's terrible.
I've never seen any of them.
The original version?
Original's good. I like the one with James Franco. That one's really good.
I'm trying to remember. Oh, yeah. That's like the they did a trilogy.
That was like the later ones.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah. I thought the Mark Wahlberg one was okay, just only because of how it ended. The ending where it comes back to Earth.
Because it ended.
And it's like...
It was done. Just like this segment.
So thanks for watching,
Thanks
guys.
For watching.
But for real though, you got anything you want to ask us? We got about a minute left.
Why are you friends with Cody?
Ooh,
because I'm relentless.
Essentially. Yeah. Mm. He told me I had to be.
It's one of those things.
Yeah, right.
It's one of those things. Here it is.
Told me I had to be.
I said, stay in the truck. I mean, get in the truck.
Yeah. Why are you friends with Marshall?
I was really bored.
Because he likes to outkick his coverage.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Sid.
It's probably why he doesn't have a girlfriend.
Thanks for watching, guys.
DM us if you want to meet Cody in person.
We'll do a meet and greet after one of the shows. Yeah. I'll sign some autographs.
But for real, though, this guy opened for Matt Rife. I'm hooking you out here.
I did.
Did you know that?
I did know that. I was actually really jealous.
He smelled nice.
Matt Rife smelled nice, no, or Cody. Did Cody? Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
I sat next to him. Well, awesome. We met Matt afterwards, too.
Was he cool or was he...
Super nice.
I love that.
He's generally one of the most genuine, like, down-to-earth people I've ever met.
I met, like, Jason Momoa was, like, super, super nice, and Matt Rife were super, super nice. So it was probably, like, the two of them, like, nicest, like, genuine...
I'm glad...
It's because they're Midwest boys.
I'm glad Jason was a cool guy. I wish I had to meet him.
Super, super nice.
You just meet him at Hy-Vee?
Mm-hmm. He had, like, a private event I got invited to.
Oh.
Marshall knows a lot of people.
I guess.
He's been around on this earth for 40 years. Shout out to Allie.
40 years.
Long time. Okay, well, we got to wrap this up, guys. I got to go eat a hot dog and take a bath.
Got a glizzy to get to. Yeah.
So I got to take a bath.
A bath. A TH.
That's so hard. Bath. How do you guys do that?
He also says birthday.
You do not say birthday.
Only on my birthday.
But is that, you say happy birthday?
Happy birthday.
Okay. Anyway.
Sometimes I take a nice birthday bath, you know?
Every teacher listening to this is cringing. They're like, TH, not an F.
Sid, thank you for coming on. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hold on, don't tell me. A.A. Russ.
A.A. Russ.
Did I get it right?
I love it.
A.A. Russ. Cody, thanks for coming back.
Hey.
Otherwise, Sid was going to replace you.
Thanks
as
for the couple things you did for the podcast.
Hey, you're welcome.
I'm glad I could badger you into bringing it back.
We'll be back next week. Probably not nearly as good of a guest.
Probably not.
Yeah. But fantastic sponsorships, fantastic location, and Cody will be here too. We'll see you guys next time.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, bless his heart.